今天早晨我要和弟兄姊妹一同来交通感恩的生活。
This morning I want to share with everyone on a life of thanksgiving.
我们知道在基督徒的生活里面应该充满了感恩。
We know that in the life of a Christian, there should be much thanksgiving.
我们要来看一看到底感恩对神对我们有什么样的一种影响。
Let us examine how this thanksgiving influences our lives.
我们先请弟兄姊妹和我一同读几处圣经。
Please turn with me in your Bibles to
a few passages of Scripture. 我先请看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
新约《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
我们从第十六节读到十八节。
We'll read from verse 16 to verse 18.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Verse 16. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
这里讲到三件事啊，但是最后那一件讲到凡事谢恩。
Here it mentions three things, but the last thing is, in everything, give thanks.
我们再请看，回头请看哥罗西书。
And then turn back to the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章第十七节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 17.
无论做什么或说话或行事都要奉主耶稣的名借着他感谢父神。
And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
我们再请看以弗所书。
And then the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第六节到第八节。
Verse 6 through verse 8.
我们第六节呢，从后一半读起。
From the second half of verse 6.
这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的。
His grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight.
我们要问说什么叫做感恩呢？
We want to ask, what is thanksgiving?
感恩的意思就说因着神的恩典而感谢他。
Thanksgiving means we thank God through His grace.
在圣经希腊的原文里面
In the original Greek,
这个恩典这个字
This word grace,
在圣经里面很多地方也翻成感谢。
It is interchangeably used with the word thanksgiving.
就是 charis 这个字呢可以翻作恩典，也可以翻作感谢。
This word charis in Greek can be translated into grace or thanks.
所以恩典跟感谢这两个是相互通用的一个字。
So grace and thanksgiving can be interchangeable.
平常我们所说的感恩这个字呢，叫做 Eucharisto 这个字哈。你看那个里面就有 charis 这个字，我们中文把它翻成谢恩。
And the Greek Eucharisto is translated directly as thanksgiving.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在西方人的习惯里面
So brothers and sisters, in the Western world,
有时候他们谢饭的时候，他们会说，请你 please say grace.
Oftentimes we'll ask someone please say grace for a meal.
我们晓得这个 grace 就跟这个 thanks 是同样的意思。
And we know that this grace also means thanks.
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们知道这是恩典在他字义方面所说明的。
And so this is the root meaning of the word grace.
那么在属灵的意思上面恩典是什么呢？
And spiritually speaking, what is grace?
那就是说，神把我们所不配得的白白赐给我们，这个叫恩典。
Grace is God giving us what we do not deserve.
我再说一遍啊，神把我们所不配得的赐给我们，啊，是白白赐给我们，这个叫恩典。
And I'll say it again, grace is what God has freely given to us, and this is something that we did not deserve.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们的神被称作是恩典的神。
Our God is a God of grace.
神愿意把这个恩典赐给我们。
He is willing to grant His grace to us.
那么这个恩典是怎么赐给我们的呢？
And how is this grace given to us?
以弗所书很清楚告诉我们。
The book of Ephesians tells us clearly.
他的恩典乃是在他爱子耶稣基督里面赐给我们的。
This grace is granted to us through His Son, through His beloved, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们所有蒙恩得救人都清楚。
All of us who have been saved are clear in this matter.
今天神把他的儿子当作礼物赐给我们。
Today, God has given us His Son as a gift.
这是最大的恩典。
This is the greatest grace.
我们晓得神赏赐百物给我们享受。
God has given us an infinite blessing.
这所有一切万有都给我们享受。
Everything in the heavens is given to us.
但是呢，这些万有还不是神最大的恩典。
But all these created things are not the greatest blessing.
神最大的赐给乃是把他的儿子赐给我们。
The greatest thing he has given to us is his own son.
所以今天人有了神的儿子就充满恩典。
So those who have received his son should be filled with grace.
你看在约翰福音第一章里面。
In 1 John, we see,
那里约翰曾经这样说过,
the Apostle John has previously
said, 约翰福音第一章十六节,
1 John,
十六节,
16, oh, the Gospel
约翰福音,
of John, Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16,
从他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了, 而且是恩上加恩,
For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace,
实际上我们可以这样说，恩典呢就是主耶稣基督的一个化身。
We can say that, grace is a manifestation of our Lord Jesus himself.
因为我们读圣经的时候我们发现神把那个恩典给我们其实就是把他儿子给我们。
And when we read the Bible carefully, when it says God has given us His grace, it is His Son.
那么我们在这里要问说，到底神在他爱子的里面赐给了我们什么些恩典呢？
So in His Son, what aspects of grace has He given us?
我想在这里一共有六个点，我们希望弟兄姊妹，我们大家都能够牢牢地记住。
And there are six things that I hope you'll remember.
这些呢，乃是一个恩典的一个基本的。
And these are the foundations of grace.
是我们感谢神的一个根本。
These are the things we ought to thank the Lord for.
第一个。
First.
在他爱子里面我们得着救赎。
In his son we receive salvation.
我们知道主耶稣到地上来他成功这个救赎。
We know that our Lord Jesus accomplished this salvation here on earth.
而我们从他的身上得着这个救恩。
And from him we receive salvation.
这个对好像今天所有蒙恩得救的基督徒来讲，我想都是我们非常容易领会。
And this is something that we as Christians can understand.
但是在这里我们还是要着重的来提醒。
But we ought to still remind ourselves.
我们要感谢神。
We need to thank God.
在千万的人中拣选了我们。
That amongst thousands, he chose me.
我曾经多次和弟兄姊妹讲到。
And oftentimes I reminded you.
你当你走在这个世界中的时候。
When you walk in this world.
你会不会觉得很稀奇呢？
Are you fascinated?
这么多的人。
That amidst all these people.
我这个人蒙到神的救恩呢？
Why did God choose me for salvation?
弟兄姊妹们，这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
这是神救赎的恩典。
This is His saving grace.
不仅这样，我们也知道他把我们救赎回来是借着他流血舍命的爱。
He has redeemed us by the shedding of blood.
弟兄姊妹，不管我们蒙恩的年日有多久。
No matter how long we have known the Lord.
我们永远都不能忘记主的这个爱。
Forever we must remember the love of the Lord.
你记得保罗在最后写信给提摩太的时候。
Even Paul in his in his old age when he wrote to Timothy.
保罗已经是非常的成熟。
At that time, Paul was very much mature.
但是在提摩太前书里面，他着重的提到说主的救恩。
But yet, in the book of Timothy, he reminds him of God's salvation.
他仍旧称主为救主。
And he calls the Lord Jesus his Savior.
所以这是我们在基督里第一方面所得着的这个恩典，乃是神那个伟大的救恩。
And this is the first aspect of his grace, which is his great salvation.
第二个点。
Secondly,
就是神赐下他自己的生命。
He has given us his life.
神把他自己的生命借着他的儿子赐给我们。
Through his son, he gives us eternal life.
这个是极大的恩典。
This is amazing grace.
我们知道这个生命被称作是永远的生命。
This life is called everlasting or eternal life.
意思说，你当你得住这个生命之后，你不再死，要永远的活着。
Once you have obtained this life, you will never perish and you will live forever.
这不仅弟兄姊妹们，对我们来讲，这是我们所没有办法想象的事情。
Not only is this something we could never imagine,
并且呢，弟兄姊妹，不仅我们得到这个生命可以永远不死。
And not only do we not die,
并且呢，借着这个生命，我们与主永远联合。
Through this life, we are forever united with our Lord Jesus.
什么叫做与主联合呢？
What does it mean to be united with our Lord Jesus?
弟兄姊妹，那意思就说到他所有的丰富都成了我们的。
It says that all his abundance and fullness becomes ours.
而我们所有的软弱他都承担。
And all our weaknesses he sustains.
这个叫做在生命中的联合。
This is what it means to be united in life.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们每一次看见擘饼聚会时候那个桌上摆的饼和杯。
So every time when we come to the breaking of bread and we see the bread and the cup.
我们要不仅感谢他赦免我们所有一切的罪。
We ought to be reminded not only to thank him for saving us.
我们要感谢他让我们在生命中与他联合。
We should thank him for allowing us to be united with him in life.
我们可以享受他所有一切的丰盛。
We can experience and enjoy all the abundance and fullness found in him.
并且他承担我们所有一切的软弱。
And he sustains us in our every moment of weakness.
这是我们在他爱子里面所得着的恩典。
This is the grace we obtain in his beloved.
第三方面。
The third aspect.
就是他牧养我们。
He shepherds us.
在以弗所书不在启示录第七章我读一下啊。
In Revelation chapter 7.
在第七启示录第七章十七节。
Revelation chapter 7 verse 17.
是说因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们领他们到生命水的泉源神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
For the lamb in the center of the throne shall be their shepherd.And shall guide them to springs of the water of life, and God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes.
我们都知道主耶稣是我们的好牧人。
We know that our Lord Jesus is our good shepherd.
但是启示录呢，让我们更往前看见一步。
But Revelation allows us to see into the future.
他不仅是好牧人。
Not only is he our good shepherd.
今天他是坐在宝座上面的牧人。
He is the shepherd.From the throne.
因为他的手中握有一切的权柄。
He has all might and dominion in his hands.
所以今天主耶稣的牧养乃是一个有权能的牧养。
So the way he shepherds us is with all authority.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他看顾我们。
He watches over us.
他保守我们。
He protects us.
他供应我们。
He supplies us.
并且他在一切所有的环境的里面。
And in all our environment.
他要用诸般的智慧要我们得着他所要我们得着的。
With all wisdom, he allows us to obtain what he wants us to obtain.
你知道我们没有智慧也去得着主所要我们得着的。
We don't have this wisdom to obtain anything from the Lord.
我们的智慧非常的有限。
Our wisdom is most limited.
我们的智慧呢，只想得着一点地上一点物质的好处。
In our wisdom, we just want to obtain some earthly things.
但是神的智慧呢，是要叫我们得着永远的丰富。
But in God's wisdom, He wants us to obtain all things in heaven.
所以主不仅救赎我们回来，他还在牧养我们。
So not only does He redeem us, He shepherds us.
诗篇七十八篇七十二节的话何等宝贵呀！
In Psalm chapter 78, verse 72.
我们来读一下哈，这些话我希望弟兄姊妹们我们都能够有深刻的印象。
These are some precious words, and I hope that these words will leave a deep impression.
他这里说，于是他按心中的纯正牧养他们，用他手中的技巧引导他们。
Psalm 78:72. So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them with his skillful hands.
这个胸中的纯正就是恩典。
This integrity of his heart is grace.
手中的技巧就是恩赐。
And the skillful hands is through gifts.
所以今天我们的主，他在我们的生命中，在我们的生活里面，他是牧养我们的那一位。
So in our lives and in our daily living, he is the one who shepherds us.
这是第三方面的恩典。
This is the third aspect of this grace.
那第四方面
,fourth,
在路加福音第一章七十五节。
In Luke chapter 1 verse 75.
路加福音第一章七十五节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 75.
他说就可以或者七十四节读起啊。
We're starting with verse 74.
叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他。
To grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
弟兄姊妹们，神让我们能用圣洁公义侍奉他，这是恩典。
God allows us to serve him with holiness and righteousness, and this is grace.
我们要知道侍奉乃是我们来经营神所经营的。
Service means to, is like running our Heavenly Father's business.
他有很大的计划。
He has a great plan for us.
我们的服侍就是让我们能参与他这个计划。
Through serving him, we take part in this great plan.
所以保罗说，因为神赐给我力量，所以我能服侍他。
And Paul says, through the strength he provides, I can serve him.
不仅这样，他也赐给我们恩赐，我们可以服侍他。
And he also gives us gifts that we might serve him.
弟兄姊妹，你我不是生来就会服侍神的。
You and I were not born to serve God.
按照我自己的经历来讲，
According to my own experience,
像我这个从小是不太会说话的人。
I was someone who, when I was growing up, didn't like to speak.
神拉我出来为他说话。
And the Lord called me to speak for him.
这个对我来讲实在是为难的。
And this was a difficult thing for me.
但是我每次回头看，从1969年到今天。
But every time I look back from 1969 till now.
弟兄姊妹，若不是神所给的恩赐，我实在不能做什么。
If it weren't for the grace of God, I could do nothing.
所以感谢他。
So I thank him.
不仅加力量给我们。
Not only does he give us strength,
也把恩赐给我们。
He gives us gifts.
让我们可以服侍他。
That we might serve him.
并且呢，是终身在他面前用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
And with a reverent heart and in holiness and righteousness, we serve him.
这是何等大的恩典呢？
This is truly a great grace.
所以这是第四方面我们需要记住的。
And so this is the fourth aspect.
第五个点。
The fifth point.
在哥罗西书。
Found in Colossians.
第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.
圣经的思想常常有的时候叫我们真是感觉非常的稀奇。
The thoughts that are recorded in the Bible sometimes cause us to be amazed.
我们晓得当神把以色列百姓带进迦南地的时候，
We know that when God led the Israelites into the land of Canaan,
十二个支派每一个支派都有分地。
All 12 tribes were given a portion of land.
并且每一个以色列家的人都有产业。
And every household in the nation of Israel was given a portion or inheritance.
这就说明一件事情是什么？当你蒙恩得救的时候。
And this says one thing, when we are saved,
神已经给你预备了产业。
God has prepared an inheritance.
每一个人都有。
Every person takes part in this.
你能想象吗?
Can you imagine this?
你能想象你在天上有个基业吗?
Can you imagine that in heaven you have an inheritance?
今天我们在美国,如果我们能有一块地,我们都高兴得不得了。
Here in the United States, if we can have a plot of land that we can call ours, then we're happy.
那圣经告诉我们,神给我们是永远的基业。
But God tells us we have an everlasting inheritance.
我想你得救的时候，你恐怕完全没有想象到你有这样一个福分。
When you were saved, you probably didn't imagine that you would have such an amazing grace.
等到以后我们读圣经的时候，慢慢明白，原来我们的得救，我们在神跟前所蒙的福分是这么大的。
And then later on, when we experience the Lord, we find that in our salvation, we have obtained such amazing things.
以弗所书告诉我们，主耶稣就是我们的基业，主耶稣就是我们的 inheritance。
The book of Ephesians tells us that the Lord Jesus is our inheritance。
那么我们呢，也是他的基业。
And we are also His inheritance。
今天你还没看见你的这个产业。
Today you might not see your inheritance。
有一天你要看见。
But someday you will。
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你不是穷人呢。
You are not poor.
今天也许你在美国你没有什么产业。
Even though you might not have much of an inheritance here.
但是天父在基督里已经为你预备产业。
But the Heavenly Father through our Lord Jesus has prepared an abundant inheritance.
所以因此保罗说我们要与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
And so the Apostle Paul says, we will share in this inheritance with the saints in light.
这是我们在基督里我们所得着的恩典。
And this is the grace we obtain in our Lord Jesus.
第六个点。
The sixth point.
这最后一个点。
The final point.
在启示录第二十二章。
Is found in Revelation chapter 22.
这里第五节说。
In verse 5 it says,
他说不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们。他们要作王直到永永远远。
Verse 5 says, And there shall no longer be any night, and they shall not have need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God shall illumine them, and they shall reign forever and ever.
弟兄姊妹，我要在这里问你们啊。
Here I want to ask you.
这里所说的他们是谁啊？
When it says they or them, who does that refer to?To whom?
你知道这些他们是谁吗?
Do you know who this they refers to?
感谢主，有姊妹指着自己的鼻子。
We thank the Lord, there was a sister that pointed at her own nose.
这里的他们就是我们。
This they refers to us.
就是所有蒙恩得救的圣徒。
All who have been saved.
我们不仅将来有产业。
Not only do we have an inheritance,
并且我们要永永远远与我们的主一同作王。
Forever and ever, we will reign with him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是圣经里面告诉我们。
This is
神在他爱子里面所赐给我们的恩典。
This is what the Bible tells us that we have been given through his son.
这六件事情。
These six things.
弟兄姊妹是我们感恩的最基本的。
This should be the most basic of what we ought to give thanks to the Lord for.
所以你必须把你的思想摆在这些事情上。
So I hope that we'll place our thoughts and meditation on these.
那么弟兄姊妹们，你在你的生活中间。
In our daily living.
你无论遇见什么事情。
No matter what we encounter.
你都可以感恩。
We can give thanks.
所以保罗告诉我们要凡事谢恩。
So the Apostle Paul tells us, in everything give thanks.
如果你常常把你的思想放在这些事上
If your thoughts are on these things
这个恩典会叫你知足叫你里面心满意足
This grace will sustain you and cause you to be satisfied in the Lord
弟兄姊妹什么叫做谢恩呢
What does it mean to give thanks?
就是表示我们满意于神给我们的带领
It means that we are satisfied with how the Lord is leading us
对一个人来讲
To us individually,
如果你能满意于今天神给你的带领，你的生活就是满足的。
If we're satisfied with what the Lord has given us, then that is enjoyment.
保罗教导我们说要凡事谢恩。
Paul tells us in everything give thanks.
这个凡事就是不论是好事是坏事啊。
Everything means the good and the bad.
这个凡事呢，就指着我们今天生活中所遭遇的一切事。
It speaks of everything we might experience or encounter in our lives. We have to know one thing. Today, everything we experience in life, it's but a process. The things that our Lord Jesus has given us, those are things that are stored for eternity. So Paul can say, So Paul speaks of his own suffering and toil as temporary. And it cannot be compared with the riches and glory of the age to come.
假使今天你经过一个地方，你遭遇了一点点事情。 虽然也有痛苦，也许算了，反正你要离开这里就过去了，对不对？
And today when we encounter difficulties, we ought to think these are temporary and they will pass away.
因为我所面临的将来是荣耀。Because
what we will encounter one day is glory.
并且呢，一个人懂得凡事谢恩。
And if a person understands how to give thanks in all things,
他就能在他人生的过渡的时间中的这一切事物 不仅没有消极的意义，并且在他身上能够成为积极造就他的一件事。
And if we learn not to, if we learn to give thanks in everything, this becomes a source of strength and building up, as Christians.
我要再举这个 Matthew Henry 就亨利马太他的这个见证。
And I want to share with you, Matthew Henry's testimony.
这个是一个
Matthew Henry was a person who knew how to study the Bible.
我们想今天在基督教里面论到这个解经的书，这个 Matthew Henry 是大大有名。
We know that Matthew Henry's commentary is well known to Christians.
他的一生都投身在主的话语上。
He dedicated his whole life to learning God's word.
他是一个敬虔爱主的人。
He was one who revered and loved the Lord.
所以他听
So he read Paul's letter that he had to give thanks in everything. And so in his life, he needed to learn this lesson.
结果有一天呢,
so one day,
他走到外面去的时候,
as he was walking about, someone stole his wallet.
他回家之后就想啊,
as he went home, he thought to himself,
钱包被抢走了。
My wallet was stolen.
怎么谢恩呢?
How can I give thanks?
我想我们呢，钱包一抢走，我们心里就很难过了，对不对？
I think if any of us were robbed of our wallet, we would
他说主的话是说凡事谢恩。
We would feel sad, but God's word tells us to be thankful.
他很有趣啊，他就写下了五个点。
So he wrote down five things he was thankful for.
他说第一个点感谢神。
He said, first I thank God.
因为我只被抢一次，没被抢很多次。
Because I've only been robbed once and not many times.
第二个点,
and second,
虽然钱失去了，人却平安，感谢神。
Even though I lost my money, I am safe, so thank God.
第三件事情,
and the third thing,
感谢神,
I thank God,
被抢的钱不多。
Because they didn't steal much.
第四个点,
fourth,
感谢神,
I thank God.
他说是人抢我，不是我抢人。
I've been robbed, and it wasn't me that robbed others.
第六个点。
And fifth.
第五个点，抱歉，第五个点没有第六点。他说感谢神。
I thank God.
一切都是神所许可的，为要叫人得益处。
All things are permissible by God for our edification.
这是一个爱主的弟兄,
and this was someone who loved the Lord.
他遭遇了这些好像人看来不好的事情,
even though he encountered things that seemingly are not good,
但是他持守一件事情,
but he held fast to one thing, and that he must give thanks.
我自己呢也有一点小的经历,
and I also had a similar experience.
我的经历是失败的,
but mine was an experience of failure.
Yeah,
I was only in my early 20s.
根本不懂得什么叫做凡事谢恩。
And I did not know what it meant to in everything give thanks.
我有一次在台湾在一个火车站的前面。
And once I was in Taiwan and I was at a train station.
因为要买这个火车票啊，很不容易。
It was very difficult to purchase a train ticket.
我心里面急着想回家。
And In my heart, I wanted to return home.
所以在火车站前面就有人卖黄牛票。
And so there were people selling.
就像你们去看球赛的时候，前面。
No, there were people scalping train tickets.
那我也没办法，他卖的比较贵。
And of course, they were selling them at a higher price.
因为我急着回家，所以我就跟他买。
And I was urgent to return home, and so I bought from them.
因为很匆忙，结果他找我的时候呢。这个他少找了我五十块钱。
And because things were exchanged in a hurry, they cheated me out of $50.
哎呀，我走到一边，我才发现他少找了我五十块。
And after I walked away, then I discovered I was cheated out of this money.
所以我回头去找他。
So I turned around and went to look for him.
我说你少找了五十块。
And I told him you owe me $50.
他说没有。
And he said no.
他说我刚刚找给你对的。
He's like, I gave you the right change.
然后他掏出钱来说哪一张是你的。
And he pulled out his money and said, which one belongs to you?
哎呀，我心里非常生气。
And I was angry in my heart.
非常生气。
I was angry.
那么我也没有办法。
And I had no choice.
那我就走了。
And so I walked away.
我坐在火车上。
I was sitting on the train.
一路上都难过。
And I was sorrowful the whole way.
哎呀，我心里面都想了。
And I thought to myself,
好，你知道我是谁吗？
I thought to myself, does that person know who I am? I'm a child of the Heavenly Father.
神的儿女啊。
I am a child of God.
你敢骗我生儿女的钱啊。
You dare to cheat a son of God?
你将来要受审判。
Someday you will be condemned.
你有一天到审判台前你就看见了。
One day you'll stand before the throne of judgment.
你拿着五十块钱呢，一点都不划算。
It's not worth it for you to steal my $50.
哇，我就坐在火车上，一路上就在审判他。
And all along the train ride, I felt judgment and condemnation towards him.
我那个时候，
And at that time,
完全不懂得感恩。
I knew nothing about giving thanks.
我不像 Matthew Henry.
I did not have the testimony of Matthew Henry.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们在地上的生活，
Today, as we live on earth,
并不是每一件事情都很顺利的，
Not everything will come smoothly.
我们常常会遇见很多的困难，
Oftentimes we will face trials.
甚至遇见很多的事情，好像外邦人也没这样遇见。
And we'll experience things that non-Christians don't even experience. And so when we encounter these things,
我们常常充满的是什么？是埋怨，对不对？
What do we feel? We feel
complain.
We complain.
我们里面有恨。
We have hatred within us.
我们没有办法得释放。
We cannot be set free.
弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他道成肉身来到地上的时候，
He came in the flesh.
我们看见主在肉身中间呢。
We see that the Lord incarnate.
他也给我做了很多很好的榜样。
He gave us some good examples.
主让我们看见这个感谢是多么重要的一件事。
He allows us to see the importance of giving thanks.
在约翰福音第十一章。
In Matthew chapter 11.
那里记载的一个故事。
We find a story.
不是约翰福音，不是 Matthew.、Oh, John.
In John chapter 11, we find a story.
我们知道在伯大尼那个家里面有一个年轻的弟弟死了。
In the house at Bethany, there was a younger brother who died.
那么后来呢，他的姐姐马大跟玛利亚呢，就找了主来了。
And his sisters, Mary and Martha, found the Lord.
结果主就带着这些人呢，一同到了坟墓跟前。
And the Lord brought them all before the tomb.
到了坟墓跟前的时候呢，
And when they came to the tomb,
主就要求他们把坟墓那个石头啊，把它挪开。
The Lord asked them to roll away the stone that was in front of the tomb.
哎呀，他的姐姐很害怕，马大说都已经四天了，恐怕已经臭了。
And the sister said, Lord, no, the body has been in there several days. It is already stinking.
在约翰福音十一章四十一节那里记载着。
But in verse 41, it says,
当他们把石头挪开的时候，
as they removed the stone,
主耶稣怎样？他就举目望天，
and Jesus raised his eyes,
然后下面他就开始怎么样？开始，弟兄姊妹，不是祷告，
and he didn't pray,
他感谢，
he gave thanksgiving.
他说，父啊，我感谢你，因为怎么？你已经听我。
He said, Father, I thank thee that thou heardest me.
结果我们晓得拉撒路就从死里面 复活了。
And then we know Lazarus rose from the dead.
就走出坟墓了。
He walked out of that tomb.
那么这一幅的图画告诉我们什么意思呢？
What does this picture tell us?
这里给我们看见那个感谢所带下来的那个美好的结果。
We see the beautiful result that comes from giving thanks.
这个简单的来说就是这个感谢能够叫那个死的变成活的。
In simple terms, thanksgiving caused the dead to become alive.
所以你晓得今天我们对于神我们的一点点感谢的这个话背后所带来的那个结果是很大的。
And we know that a small word of thanksgiving can bring about a great result in our lives.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
告诉我们这个感谢能叫死的变成活的。
The Lord teaches us here that thanksgiving can cause the dead to become alive.
我们晓得今天呢，如果我们呢仅仅是埋怨定罪，弟兄姊妹们不能使事情有转变。
We know that today, if all we do is complain and judge others, then things will not turn around.
你最好是多有感谢。
The best thing to do is to give thanks.
这主给我们做的第一个榜样。
This is our first example from the Lord.
在马太福音第十五章那里。
In Matthew chapter 15.
我们可以看见第二个例子。
There's another example from the Lord.
那个时候有主耶稣用五饼二鱼啊叫这个五千人都吃饱了。
With five loaves and two fish, the Lord fed 5,000 people.
这个五饼二鱼啊，圣经记载说是五个小饼，五条小鱼。这个五个小饼，两条小鱼。
The Bible records this as five small loaves and two small fish.
因为是一个小孩子带的。
Because it was brought by a small boy.
这个要供应五千人，那个时候是五千人是指的男人呐。
And this 5,000 that it fed referred to men only.
啊，那些还是那些饭量比较大的。
And it was probably 5,000 hungry men.
还不包括那个妇人跟孩子。
And the 5,000 didn't even include all the women and children.
这个怎么个供应法呢？
How can this small amount feed that many people?
但是我们的主拿起饼，拿起鱼的时候。
But when the Lord raised up the loaves and the fish.
圣经说他祝谢了之后。
And after the Lord gave thanks.
分给众人。
He supplied the multitudes.
结果呢，大家都吃饱了。
And everyone was filled.
最后还剩下十二个篮子。
And then there were 12 basketfuls left over.
这个图画说明什么？
What does this picture tell us?
感谢。
That thanksgiving
能够使那个少的变成丰富的。
Can allow the few to become abundant.
所以你知道，基督徒每次吃饭前呢，我们有一点的感恩，很有意思的。
So we Christians, when we say thanksgiving before we take of our meal, there is much meaning in that.
你不知道主在暗中为我们做了多少。
We don't know in the background how much the Lord has done for us.
我们以为说呢，哎呀，这个只是说了几句好听的话而已。
We may just think, oh, these are a few nice words or a little nice prayer.
不，弟兄姊妹，这个感谢背后具备有实质的属灵的意义在里面。
We know that behind our thanksgiving there is much spiritual supply and meaning.
啊，我感谢主啊。
I thank the Lord.
我们在从前在台湾的时候。
Back in the days when I was in Taiwan.
那我们无论到哪个餐馆去吃饭，我们都要低头祷告。
Wherever we were, no matter what restaurant, we bowed our heads in prayer.
后来呢，我从台湾到了美国来了。
And then when I came to America.
啊，我想这个是一个基督教的国家。
I thought this is a Christian nation.
应该到处都看见吃饭时候大家祷告。
I would see, you know, everywhere people are praying before their meals.
诧异的。
But what surprised me,
很多人进了餐馆拿起来就吃了。我到处看没什么人多少人祷告感恩。
Many people would walk in the restaurant, just start eating. Not too many people gave thanks.
啊，不过感谢主最近好像多了一点啊。
But I thank the Lord, he's allowed me to see a few more these days.
这个感恩很重要的。
This thanksgiving is important.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
主给我们做了榜样。
The Lord has given us an example.
说你的感谢能够使这个少的变成多的，变成丰富的。
The Lord shows us that through thanksgiving, the few can become many.
那么还有一次主的祝谢。
And one other time, the Lord gave thanks.
我们知道在马太福音第二十六章。
You know, in Matthew chapter 26.
在最后那个逾越节的晚餐上面。
At the Last Supper.
啊，我们的主拿起杯来，最后祝谢。
The Lord lifted up the cup and gave thanks.
然后说：“你们分着喝。”
And he said, "Drink."、
啊、 其实呢，是为了整个的这个逾越节的晚餐祝谢的。
And he was giving thanks for the entire supper.
这句话什么意思呢？
What is the meaning behind this word?
就是主使这个杯啊成为众人的祝福。
He allows this cup to become a blessing for many.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们感谢的时候
，So when we give thanksgiving,
我们能够把这个祝福传递给所有的人。
We can allow this blessing to come to others.
所以基督徒生活中要凡事谢恩。
So Christians in their daily living, in everything, we ought to give thanks.
哇，这是多么宝贵的一件事情！
What a precious thing this is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们如果要神的祝福能够更多的丰盛满溢，
If we want God's blessing to be spread to its full today,
我们要认识什么是神给的恩典。
We have to recognize what the grace of the Lord is.
要因着这个常常把感恩的祭献给。
And through this, we ought to often give him the sacrifices of thanksgiving.
那我们看见保罗的书信里面，
We know that in Paul's epistles,
啊，这种感谢的话是很多的。
The words of thanksgiving were many.
啊，我们看保罗所写的每一封教会的书信。
We see in all his epistles to the churches, it's filled with thanksgiving.
啊，他不仅为着那些哈正常的好的教会感谢，那些不正常的有难处的，他照样感谢。
He not only thanked the Lord for the churches that were thriving and under good conditions, he thanked the Lord for those churches that were struggling and in much trial.
他为以弗所感谢。
He thanked the Lord for the church at Ephesus.
为哥罗西感谢。
For the church at Colossae.
为帖撒罗尼迦教会感谢。
For the church at Thessalonica.
为着腓立比的教会感谢。
For the church at Philippi.
那么有些教会我们知道他们当初的光景是非常好的。
Some of the churches we know that they were in a good condition.
在我们来想的话，那个好的教会我们应该多为他感谢一点，对不对？
And in our thought, sure, we should thank the Lord for the good, for the churches that are doing well.
当你仔细读哥林多前书的时候，
But when we carefully read 1 Corinthians,
他在开头的时候就为着哥林多的教会感谢神。
He thanked the Lord for the church at Corinth.
按我们想的，哥林多的教会有什么好感谢的呢？
What is there to thank the Lord for in the church of Corinth?
他们中间分门结党。
They were filled with dissension and complaining.
并不和睦。
No one got along.
这个教会里面的充满的许许多多的这个党派，就是很多 party.
And the church was filled with parties.
啊，那么有人说我是属基法，有人说我是属保罗，又属亚波罗，又属基督的。你看，那不是分门结党，党派嘛。
There was much division. Some were of Paul, of Apollos, of Christ. There was much division.
我想是我如果碰见这样的教会，
If it were me and I encountered such a church,
我不会感谢。
I would have a hard time giving thanks.
我的祷告是什么？我说主啊，你怜悯他们。
My prayer would be, Lord, have mercy on them.
这个是我们今天的这个很正常的反应。
And this is our natural,
你感谢不出来嘛。
This is how we would feel. We could not give thanks.
那并且呢，哥林多的教会就不喜欢保罗。
And then on top of that, the church at Corinth, they didn't like Paul.
你有什么好感谢的呢？
And so why would you give thanks?
保罗一来讲道啊。
Every time Paul came to preach,
他们说他言语粗俗。
They said his speech is rough.
啊，不喜欢听。
We don't like to hear him.
不好听。
He doesn't sound good.
啊。再呢，看看那个样子也不好看。
And when they look at him, they don't like him.
其貌不扬。所以你知道保罗在哥林多是很受羞辱的。
And so he was much despised at the church of Corinth.
那么哥林多人呢是这样的抵挡他的。
And the church at Corinth opposed him.
但是你看保罗态度是什么呢？
But what was Paul's attitude?
保罗说我为你们感谢神。
Paul writes in the book of Corinthians, For you I give thanks to God.
弟兄姊妹，这个人是认识在基督里面的恩典。
This person, Paul, he knew the grace that was found in the Lord Jesus.
因为他的眼睛不是看地上的难处。
His eyes were not on the difficulties.
他的眼睛是看见主的恩典。
His eyes were on the grace of the Lord.
虽然呢，这些弟兄姊妹们表现得很肉体、很血气的。
Even though these brothers and sisters at Corinth were full of the flesh.
但是保罗知道他们每一个人都是蒙神所拣选的。
But Paul knew that each and every one of them was chosen by God.
并且将来在永世里面呢，要与基督一同作王的。
And one day these saints would be reigning with Christ.
今天他们不完全。
Even though they are not complete today.
但是有一天主回来的时候，大家都完全。
But one day.When the Lord returns, they will be perfected.
所以我们看见保罗能用基督的爱去爱教会。
So Paul could love this church with the love of Christ.
用神的眼光看教会。
With God's eyes, he could view this church.
啊，这实在是一个何等宝贵的一件事情。
And this is a precious thing.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
保罗一生为的哥林多的教会流了最多的眼泪。
For the church at Corinth.Paul shed many tears.
但是他每一次想到哥林多的教会
But every time he thought of the saints at Corinth,
他绝不敢定罪他
that he would never condemn them.
绝不敢批评他
He would never criticize them.
他里面只有充满感谢
He was filled with thanksgiving.
因为他知道神的救恩是完全的
Because he knew God's salvation is complete.
因为他知道主是有全能的
He knew that.Our Lord Jesus has the authority.
因为神把我们救回来说我们都是罪人嘛对不对
When God redeems us, we are all sinners.
本来我们就不完全嘛
We are imperfect.
但是在他的恩典中有一天要使我们完全
But in his grace, one day we will be perfected.
所以弟兄姊妹对我们自己我们有盼望
So even on ourselves, we should have hope.
对弟兄姊妹有盼望
For our brothers and sisters, we ought to have hope.
盼望
For God's church, we ought to have hope.
所以因此你看见保罗写书信的时候为了众教会啊感谢。
So, when Paul writes in his epistles, he gives thanks to the Lord for all the churches.
这是完全不同的眼光。
This is a different,
eyesight. 绝不是我们这个败坏的眼光所
We're not looking at things with our corrupted eyes.
真的是有个恩典的眼光。
These are things seen with eyes of grace.
神所看见。
We see what God sees.
哇，这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
And this is a precious thing.
弟兄姊妹们，他也为着腓利门个人的情况感谢神。
And in the book of Philemon, we see that Paul thanks the Lord for Philemon.
啊，这个很有意思啊。
There's much
因为呢
meaning here.
这个保罗呢，把那个阿尼西姆呢，这个带得救了。
Because Paul brought Onesimus to the Lord.
然后呢，他就叫阿尼西姆要回到哥罗西，回到这个腓利门那里去。
And Paul asked that Onesimus would return to Colossae and to his former master Philemon.
我们懂得圣经人都晓得。
Those of us who have read the Bible know.
这个阿尼西姆呢，本来是腓利门家里面的一个奴隶。
We know that Onesimus was a servant. Or slave in the household of Philemon.
他可能偷了他主人的这个钱财啊，逃跑了。
And quite possibly he stole from his master and ran.
结果跑到罗马时候碰见保罗得救。
And he ran all the way to Rome and he bumped into Paul and became saved.
保罗希望腓利门呢，能用弟兄的爱来接纳这个阿尼西姆。
And now Paul's hope is that with a Christian's love, Philemon could accept Onesimus back.
今天对于我们来讲，我们觉得，哎，这个好像看起来没什么。
And today we think, oh, it's not a big deal.
但是在当日，这个是不容易的一件事情。
But at that time, this was not a difficult thing, not an easy thing.
我们晓得一个奴隶逃跑，如果被抓回来，那是很严重的事情。
For a slave to run and then be captured, there was a severe penalty.
现在保罗要叫腓利门呢，不仅不把他当奴隶看见，要高过奴隶，当作弟兄看待，这个不容易。
And now Paul asks that Philemon not only receive him but view him as a brother rather than a slave. This was a difficult thing.
我们都晓得在美国有南北战争的事情，对不对
？We know that in American history there was the Civil War.
那个就是因为种族的歧视所产生出来的。
And that came about because of the issue of slavery.
那么我们都很清楚这个故事，可是直到今天呢，这个整个世界里面呢，这个种族的歧视的东西还是很厉害的。
We know of these events, but throughout the world today, there's still much discrimination.
啊，今天这个问题，这个世界并没有解决啊。
This is not a problem that the world has yet solved.
今天我们是处在一个所谓的民主的时代啊。
We're in an age of enlightenment.
但是我们发现这个东西还是蛮厉害的。
But yet we know that there is much discrimination.
那么在当日那一种奴隶的时代，那是更不得了的一件事情了。
But in an era where slavery was accepted and the norm,
你看保罗里面有何等广大的一个心胸啊！
This was a difficult thing, and Paul with much compassion.
因为他完全被神的恩典所充满。
Because he is completely filled with the grace of God.
他不是看见眼前当时的社会的制度。
He was not bound by societal limitations.
因为他透过了这些事物，看见神在永远里面的工作。
He looked beyond these things and saw the work of God in eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们要永远记得神在他爱子里面所赐给我们的恩典。
We have to see the grace that is found in His beloved.
刚才我们所开头交通那六个点是非常基本的东西。
The six things we shared earlier, those are but the basics.
我们不要以为说，哎呀，这个我们素来都知道。
And we shouldn't just say, I knew these things a long time ago.
我不是问你知不知道。
I'm not asking whether you know them or not.
我是问事情来到的时候，你能不能根据这些，啊，能有一个眼光呢？
I'm asking when difficult situations arrive, do you remember these and view them with spiritual eyes?
所以保罗呢？还没有得着腓利门的那个同意呢。
So Paul, even before he received Philemon's
他也不知道他的反应是如何。
And he did not know what Philemon's reaction would be.
保罗很聪明，保罗说：“弟兄，我为你感谢神。”
And Paul, in his wisdom, writes, "Brother, I thank the Lord for you."
啊，保罗话里面讲清楚，我不是勉强你啊，绝对不是勉强你，我为你感谢神。
Paul doesn't say, I'm forcing you to do this, but he says, I thank the Lord for you.
所以这里我们学到一件很宝贵的事情。
So we learn a precious lesson.
如果将来呢，你碰到任何的人啊，他所做的事情，你还不知道他将来的反应是如何的时候啊。
So if we encounter someone and we don't know what his reaction will be to our words.
你不必在家里面忧心忡忡的。
You don't have to be at home worrying.
你不一定不需要在那想，哎呀，他会怎么反应呢？他会不会这样？ Yeah. 会不会那样？想了千百条。
And we don't need to ponder what will his reaction be.
你要学保罗。
We have to be like Paul.
保罗做什么呢？
What did Paul do?
为他感谢。
Paul gave thanks for him.
为他感谢。
Paul gave thanks for him.
弟兄姊妹，这是秘诀。
This is the secret.
这是我们基督徒生活中可以运用的。
This is something we can use in our daily living.
这就是感恩的生活。
This is a life of thanksgiving.
所以保罗告诉我们要凡事谢恩。
So Paul tells us in everything give thanks.
我们的主为我们做了美好的榜样。
The Lord was a good example to us.
保罗也为我们做了美好的榜样。
Paul is a good example to us.
愿我们常常能思想这些东西。
May we meditate upon these things.
所以在哥罗西书第四章第三章第十七节。
So in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 17.
保罗在这里给我们一个很好的教导。
Paul teaches us here.
我希望这句话呢，弟兄姊妹能牢记在心。
I hope these are words you will remember.
他说，无论做什么，无论做什么嘛。
And whatever you do.
或说话或行事。
In word or deed.
啊，这里讲的两件事情，话语跟行事。
There are two things, words and deeds.
都要奉主耶稣的名借着他感谢父神。
Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们对神的感恩有两面。
So brothers and sisters, our thanksgiving to God has two sides.
第一个
First,
是言语的。
In our words,
是话语的。
In our words, in our speech.
我们基督徒的生活里面应该多说感谢的话。
We ought to have words of thanksgiving.
请我们记得。
Please remember.
感恩能引进祝福。
Thanksgiving ushers in blessing.
埋怨失去祝福。
When we complain, we lose that blessing.
我们晓得在我们的生活中老实讲我们这个人性很狭窄。
In our lives, we always think that we humans are very narrow.
我们用中国人话讲，我们是很苛刻的一般人。
The Chinese say that man is.
这个中文英文不知道怎么翻译啊？这个是很小气的。
We're stingy and selfish. We're small.
我们生活中这个埋怨是一大堆的。
Our lives are full of complaints and murmuring.
不满这个，不满那个，不满那个。
We're not satisfied with this or that or this.
感谢是很少的。
There is very few words of thanksgiving.
你像在我们家庭生活里也是这样。
Even in our family lives.
啊，我承认我有时候很亏欠我的姊妹啊。
Oftentimes I feel regret towards my wife.
因为我常常回头看我这一生里面埋怨多感谢少。
Because in my life, there's always more complaining than thanksgiving.
看这个不顺眼，看那个不顺眼。
I know things aren't going well in this area or in that area.
不，很多时候她看我也不顺眼。
But a lot of times she looks at me the same way.
那我们都是人嘛，对不对？
We're all human beings.
弟兄姊妹们，我们应当学习在耶稣基督里。
We need to learn to give thanks through our Lord Jesus.
你想，如果我常常说，父啊，我感谢你给我这么好的妻子，家里会有难处吗？
You think if I said, Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me such a wonderful wife, you think there would be any problems?
那做妻子说，父啊，我感谢你给我这么好的丈夫。
And as a wife, if you say, thank you, Lord, for giving me such a wonderful husband,
会有难处吗？
You think there will be any
difficulties? 这个一定引进祝福，对不对？
This is for sure going to usher in blessing.
阿们吗？
Amen.
一定引进祝福的。
Blessings are for sure.
你想想，你天天在埋怨这个埋怨那个埋怨那个，这个家庭一定不和睦的。
But if every day you're complaining about this and that, there's not going to be any peace.
在社会的生活，教会的生活中一样的。
In society, in the church, it's the same way.
弟兄姊妹们，多说感谢的话。
Brothers and sisters, we ought to speak words of thanksgiving.
我刚刚已经讲过。
I already said this earlier.
这个感谢不光是言语的问题。
This.Thanksgiving is not just in our words.
因为它的背后包括了一些属灵的东西。
Because what is behind our words are much spiritual power.
我们讲过，这个感谢能叫死的变活的。
Like we said earlier, the words of thanksgiving can cause the dead to become alive.
这个感谢能叫贫穷变成丰富。
Thanksgiving can cause poverty to become abundance.
这个感谢能够给大家带来祝福。
And Thanksgiving can bring in blessing to the multitude.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
What a precious thing this is.
但是请记得。
But please remember.
不光是言语的问题。
Not only in words.
还有行事。
But it says in deeds.
要有行动。
There has to be works.
今天神已经把我们摆在蒙恩的地位上。
God has placed us on the ground of salvation.
我们蒙到神无数的恩典。
We receive God's grace.
弟兄姊妹，我们不仅用言语感谢他。
Not only do we thank him with our words.
我们还要应当有感恩的行动。
But we ought to thank him through our deeds.
就是要把这个恩典传递出去。
This grace has to be spread abroad.
所以传递恩典也是一个感恩。
So by spreading this grace, we are thanking the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我再说。
I'll say again.
埋怨只有阻塞这个恩典。
Complaints and murmuring only clog up this blessing from flowing.
如果你本来想给出去的。
Originally you may have wanted to bless others.
你心里面不满你就给不出去了，对不对？
As soon as your heart is filled with complaints, you cannot bless others.
如果你还有恩典在主的里面，那个你就容易给得出去。
And if you have grace, the grace of the Lord within you, then you can bless others.
所以在我们基督徒的生活里面。
So in our Christian living,
我们应当常常来到神面前用言语感谢他。
We ought to often, through our words, give thanks to the Lord.
也在我们的生活里面学习把恩典传递。
And in our daily living, we ought to, give out this grace.
我想我们在美国现在已经进入秋天，马上进入冬天了。
I think here in the United States, we're going from,
我们有很多事情可以做。
We'll be going from fall into winter.
我们有多余的衣服，我们可以给别人的。
There are deeds we can do. We may have extra clothing. We can give others. God allows us to have abundant lives. We can supply others. God allows us to be without lack. We should supply those with lack.
弟兄姊妹们，在新约的教会历史里面，
In the New Testament Bible, we see
马其顿的众教会是教主的心最得满足的。
We see that the church in Macedonia caused the Lord's heart to be pleased.
我要读一段话给弟兄姊妹听。
I'll read to you a portion of scripture.
我们看一下哥林多后书第八章。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章第一节到第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 through 5.
弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们。
Now, brethren, we wish to make known to you the grace of God which has been given to the churches of Macedonia.
就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
That in a great ordeal of affliction, their abundance of joy and their deep poverty overflowed in the wealth of their liberality.
这里告诉我们，马其顿的众教会是蒙恩的教会。
We know that the Macedonian church was one that was blessed.
他们不仅从神领受了极大的恩典。
Not only did they receive much grace from the Lord.
他们在这个恩典中有满足的快乐。
They had joy in receiving this grace.
并且是在试炼中的时候有满足的快乐。
And it was during a great ordeal of affliction that they had joy.
并且他们很穷困。
And yet they were poor.
但是他们有乐捐的厚恩。
And yet they shared in what they had.
他们传递这个恩典。
They spread abroad this grace.
他第三节说，我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助。再三的求我们准他们在这攻击圣徒的恩情上有份。
And in verse 3 it says, For I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord, begging us with much entreaty for the favor of participation in support of the saints.
并且他们所做的不但照我们所想望的，更照神的旨意，先把自己献给主，又归服了我们。
And this, not as we had expected, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and to us by the will of God.
弟兄姊妹们，你从这一段话语里面可以看见
，From this word you can see，
马其顿的教会多么的美丽。
We see the beautiful condition of the church in Macedonia。
弟兄姊妹们，他们知道神所赐的恩典。
They knew of the grace that God gave them。
他们也能把这个恩典传递出去。
And they were able to spread this grace abroad。
他们自己不足。
They did not have much。
但是他们传递的欢欢喜喜。
And yet they joyfully and willingly gave.
他们实在是蒙神的恩典。
They were truly blessed by God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
作为一个基督徒，
As a Christian,
我们的生活中，
In our lives,
应该蛮有主的恩典。
We ought to be filled with the grace of God.
也应该传递主的恩典。
And we ought to share this grace with others.
我们基督徒应该过感恩的生活。
Christians ought to live a life of thanksgiving.
我们要请弟兄姊妹再三的记得。
I hope that you'll remember.
神在他儿子耶稣基督里面所赐给我们的极大的恩典。
God in His Son has given us much grace.
这个是叫我们无论遇见什么样的情况，或好或者不好，或者极端不好的时候，我们仍旧能感谢。
And this allows us, no matter what circumstance we encounter, whether good or bad or very bad, we can give thanks to God.
因为我们在地上还有不多的年日，让我们的生命中充满了对神的感恩。
Our days on earth are limited. May we be full of thanksgiving to God.
我们最后再来唱那一首，好吧？刚才我们最后唱的那首诗歌。
Let's end on that last hymn. Let's all praise and thank the Lord.
满心的感谢你。
Our Lord Jesus, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
神把你当作恩典赐给我们。
God has given us you as grace.
我们本来是罪人。
Lord, we were sinners.
因着你，我们成了神的儿女。
Lord, through you, we become children of God.
我们本来是贫穷的人。
Lord, we were poor.
我们因着你变成富足的。
Lord, through you, we can inherit the
kingdom. 我们本来应该下地狱的。
Lord, we were doomed to hell.
今天因着你的恩典，我们可以与你一同坐在天上。
And Lord, through your grace, we can reign in the heavens with you.
主啊，这是何等的恩典！
Lord, what grace!
我们要满心的感谢你。
Lord, full of thanksgiving.
愿我们的生活中充满了感谢和赞美。
Lord, may our lives be full of thanksgiving.
愿这个感谢带来丰盛的生命。
Lord, may thanksgiving bring in abundant life. May it bring in power.
愿这个感谢带来极大的祝福。
May this thanksgiving bring in blessing.
让我们成为一个传递恩典的人。
Lord, may we be those who spread abroad your grace.
主，今天早晨。
Lord, this morning.
我们在你施恩的宝座跟前向你俯伏下拜。
Lord, as we come before your throne of grace, we bow.
愿你得荣耀。
Lord, may you receive glory.
愿你得着所有圣徒的爱戴。
Lord, may you receive our love.
垂听我们的祷告。
Lord, may you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.